ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, George.
You know, it's interesting. We should get an award, Jordan Kleber. We should get an award being Louisianians. First, you got to deal with, I don't know, what was it, like 28 out of 30 days of nothing but rain. We had to survive all the weather. Remember when it rained every day, Jordan? We complained about that?
I remember.
I'm an idiot, forever complaining about rain. Why? Because I'm dehydrating and I'm hot. Triple-digit heat indices. Saw that this morning. Getting ready to walk over here. And drive over here, obviously. And it's like every parish in the state is under a heat advisory, triple-digit heat indices. So that's just kind of it is. And that is how we welcome you to Saints Training Camp Week, baby. That's right, Saints Training Camp Week. The rookies, free agent acquisitions, things of that nature, they got to report yesterday. Tomorrow, Jordan, veterans report. My guess is you report the next day is conditioning tests, like today for the people that yesterday. Tomorrow, vets report. How's everybody going? There's your locker. Grab this. The next day is conditioning. And then Thursday, 9:30 a.m., Jordan, in the sweltering Louisiana heat. What are we going to see? Practice.
Training camp, yep. Practice one.
Oh, yeah. You seen that already today? Beautiful out route, 15, 20 yards. Joe Burrow hitting Ja'Marr Chase. Huh? Right on the sideline. Led him beautifully. Ja'Marr out in front. He's clearly improved since minicamp when he dropped everything that Joe Burrow.
Well, this morning I was listening and apparently people were saying that he could potentially be the best Bengal to ever suit up.
Oh, the best Bengal, really, to ever suit up of them all. That's pretty incredible. There were some pretty good Bengals, you know. Can you name, you know what, that's your, that, no, don't you Google.
Joe Mixon you don't from have a couple to, years back.
Oh, come on, there's been some Bengals before then. There has been some Bengals before then. I just want you to think about it. Just think about it. And then at some point, let's do that. Let's bring up the top five Bengals who have ever worn a uniform at some point today since you heard that. You know what, though? Come on, seriously. Are you not pumped up? Are you not stoked? Don't worry about the Michael Thomas news. Don't worry about Adam Schefter and everybody saying it's going to be 12 additional weeks and this and that. And Nick Underhill said, well, the clock already started in June and it's not like it starts this week. But, yeah, I mean, I can understand how it could be a little, could be out 12 to 14 to say, you know what? We'll see you at some point this season. How about that? I'm trying to help you get ready for Saints training camp. It's not even a warning. It's a gentleman's reminder. Just breathe this week. The photos, the videos. Let's not overreact one way or another. Cause Jordan, I'm telling you, you're not going to know what kind of football team you have into at least halfway of the season. I'm just telling you. So just breathe. I know we want answers immediately. We're not going to figure out the receiving core Saturday. The Saints starting quarterback will not be named Monday. I couldn't tell you who's going to be the defensive lineman and linebacker I could maybe tell you a little bit about corner. The Saints had a signing over the weekend, baby. Brian Poole, 5-year veteran, 3 years with the Atlanta Falcons. Jordan, does that excite you? 2 years with the Jets last year. Shoulder injury week 9, end of the season. But he's fine now, Jordan. Little veteran depth there. Little veteran depth
there. I don't know if that's
there.
The news that I'm pumped about.
Oh, Saints taking a look at veteran receivers, baby.
Oh, no. No? No, not that.
I thought you were...
No, I thought you were going in the right direction.
What are you talking about?
It has to do with the dome. I mean, we all knew it was coming. But we actually have video.
We do have video.
Of what it will look like.
Yeah. It's nice.
nice.
Yeah, it looks nice. I told you. Didn't I tell you last week? I said you have to have the Caesar's headdress going.
I thought it was
going to
go like around the whole.
That's what I would have liked. I would have liked the, you know, the, what are those, olive leaves or whatever? Go all the way around?
All the way around.
Yeah,
just
know what I mean?
The small.
I do like the top. I like it. But it looks like it blends in, doesn't it? Now, again, does it look, is it white at the top?
I think they need to change.
I think they need to change
the Superdome to the same kind of font.
What do you think of the field boxes? Are you excited about the field boxes?
I know a lot of former season ticket holders aren't excited about the field boxes.
Yeah, they're probably not. What happened to my seats? Well, how about a tremendous opportunity somewhere else in the dome?
But you do get first rights to upgrade.
But you do get first. Well, let me ask you this. I don't know how that works. If I give you first rights to upgrade, then am I kicking the Kleebears out of section 302?
Yeah.
How can I upgrade if in theory the dome's already sold out and there is no, right? Aren't we still on the waiting list?
Yeah.
So
unless you're first in line, like you get bumped up to the, like,
but
the
how parent. Am I upgrading if somebody already has their seats? By taking that person's seats? Is that how it works? I don't know. Anyway, Monday, August 23rd, Jordan, we will get a nice glimpse of the field suites. I guess they're nice. You know, I don't know. I haven't been on the side. There's only so much you can sort of see. It's, you know, when they're on the other end of the field, you can't really kind of see, you know.
We do have Aaron Rodgers news.
We have, oh, I wouldn't
big,
say.
Big I, Aaron Rodgers
news. I don't know if it's Aaron Rodgers news. It's. The ownership group was kind of like.
Well, did you not see what Ian Rappaport just tweeted out?
Ian Rappaport?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been tweeting out that, you know, Mark Murphy and Brian Gunkus of the Packers, the number one asset they have is Lambeau Field. They opened up their talk with shareholders this morning
not that
by
one.
Bringing up that the Packers have the most Pro Bowl players of any team last season. Basically coming out immediately and saying, while your quarterback thinks we're not good enough, we have everything we need here. That's what I took out of that.
Ian Rappaport tweeted out like 5 minutes ago that Rodgers has indicated with people close to him that he plans to play for Green Bay this season.
Imagine that. Yeah. Again. Again. Are you walking away from 30-some-odd million?
No. I'm not walking away from a million.
And it's kind of hard when literally, again, management this morning. Lambeau's our number one asset. B, we also have the number one team with the most Pro Bowl players. Kind of hard all of a sudden start saying you ain't done enough. Jordan?
Almost took him to a Super Bowl last year.
You know, something I noticed from you just now. Why are you more worried about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers than obviously the quarterback battle we're going to be seeing here? Oh, that's right. Saints and Packers, new play.
Exactly.
You're the one that thought it was Jordan Love. Did anybody honestly really believe that? Come on. No, well.
For the longest time, we had people sold.
No, we didn't have anybody sold. You were trying to convince yourself that Jordan Love would take to the field against.
It's the storyline that we need.
It's the storyline that you need, huh?
No,
speaking of different storylines, it is. It's the funny season. It's the funny season as well when it comes to the NBA draft. Jordan, what are we doing? Thursday, we will be over at Hooters and Belchase Highway, 2781 Belchase Highway. It's where Berman. It's where La Palco. It's where they all meet. Belchase Highway on the corner. You can't miss us. It's the West Bank Hooters location, 6 to 10 p.m. Jordan, the Graf will be the captain. I got, what am I, first mate, first?
No, you're deck. First, you're,
I'm not a deckhand. Are you out
deckhand.
Of your mind?
Deckhand. No, it's there's a certain term.
First officer?
No.
I'm next. I got next. Basically, I got next. If for some reason the graft chokes on a chicken wing or something, I take over the shit. That it works. No, we can have some fun. Come out there. We got Pelicans giveaways. Literally, they're in a box right here in front of us in our studio. So some nice Pels giveaways that we'll have there here as well. Tomorrow, Jordan, we'll be doing the show live from the Pelicans facility. We got access, sir, to the Willie Green press conference, which will take place at 11. And then we are told, we've been promised, the show will lead off with new Pelicans head coach Willie Green. So we're going to have him, you know, on the show here. Looking forward to it tomorrow. So coming in there, the Graf called me from inside the facility today. First time in like 15 months. So it's been a while, Jordan, since we'll be in there. I want to say the last time we were in there was Media Day, right? David Griffin joined us.
Was it?
Yeah, it was Media Day, man. David Griffin joined us and several other Pelicans players. Yeah, I remember.
Oh, inside of their practice
JJ,
facility.
Who had as many points that day as he did in his final regular season game this past year, by the way. How many points did he have?
In his final one, he had zero. Yes. But then in the one before that, it was 2 points.
What is he known for again?
3-point shot.
Yeah. Speaking of, again, the funny season, and while we brought it up, I don't know legitimately what's going to happen on Thursday. There are a lot of rumors being swirled around. And again, this is the old fishing season, Jordan. Trying to, you know, what are you doing over there? What's that boat doing over there? You know, like when you go fishing, you kind of look out over the water and you see a boat all of a sudden pick up and hightail it over into one other area and drop you. You might want to do the same. I don't know. I think there's a lot of lines being cast. We're going to go into this in top stories, specific reports, but essentially lots of, you know, there's some Brandon Ingram news. There's some who's trading for the 10th round pick news. There's some Bledsoe news, which might make some Pels fans happy. I don't know. There's some Jackson Hayes news. Some Miami Heat. We're going to touch on all of the different things again. I think this is a week you're going to see a bunch of teams try to kind of gauge, get ideas, and maybe pull some triggers on draft day, Jordan. Maybe for some picks, maybe for some players. You know how that works, and you have to wait a week or so become official of free agency and stuff. But we'll do our best to get you ready for that and to go through it during the week. But a busy week, a fun week. Again, the Willie Green press conference tomorrow. That's at 11 for media and officially presented to everybody. We will have them, and we will do the show tomorrow from 12 to 3 from the Pelicans training facility. Thursday, we're at Hooters for the NBA draft show. That's at 6, goes through 10 in the morning. We'll be at practice day one of Saints training camp 2021. The amount of storylines, man, are going to be insane. We're gonna really get into that on Wednesday. Kind of what are you looking at and thinking about doing as well. So a busy week, Jordan, say the least, to get ready. But look, we've seen practices already, right? The Cowboys and Steelers have started training camp. Everybody is back at camp at some point this week. And the vaccination of players, not vaccinated of players, that's been a storyline over the weekend with the NFL, NFLPA, and what teams are doing as well. If you're an NFL player and you're not getting vaccinated, you got to stay in town during the bye week. The NFL is not allowing you to go anywhere else here as well. So that's going to be an interesting kind of, I would say, battle, but storyline to see throughout the season here as well. And I want to say, didn't you say over the weekend, Some fines for certain players and not players, but leagues and teams that could happen here as well. And I have not forgotten. This is a very, I don't know. Is it monumental? Do you think it's monumental for UT Joe today? Jordan, do you think it's monumental?
We better be getting a phone call from him.
Oh, I mean, again, there it is. We're from Texas. This is UT Joe's theme music. We're from Texas. It is officially, right? Texas and Oklahoma have released a statement that they have officially informed. We saw this happening over the weekend. But today, Jordan, there was an official statement that, yes, they're out of the Big 12 after the 2025 season. They're not extending their rights. We're good. There's a lot of speculation. They're obviously going to try to get out of that a lot sooner. And also in the statement, they are saying officially they're requesting to be members of the SEC. So we said it last week, Jordan, right? Where there's smoke, there's some fire. That turned into a 5-alarm blaze. And now it's we said it yesterday. We said it last week, man, when we were on the show, right? I mean, it's going to happen. It's happening. It's crazy. What's nuts too is over the weekend, you saw a lot of reports that apparently, Jordan, Texas and Oklahoma had been talking to the SEC for 6 months. 6 months. That was kept quiet until.
That was kept real quiet.
One of the teams from their own conference leaked it, thinking that it was going to stop it. Hey, good job there, Texas A&M. I love how Texas A&M, by the way, is meeting today to see if they can pursue any legal action against the SEC. How do you think that meeting's going to go? How do you think that phone call goes with Greg Sankey, where he goes, I'm sorry, we let you in. You leaked this after we kept it quiet for 6 months. Now you're upset about it? Hey, you know what? We're holding that vote now. Approved. Click. Enjoy that. I mean, seriously, huh? 800-998-1003 is the number to give us a call. At ESPN Radio NOLA as well is the way to tweet at us. Got plenty to get into. Our lead as well will tell you about the signing and player visiting your New Orleans Saints. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made?
Summer heat is approaching, and so are the red hot deals.
Red hot deals
at Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma. Shop online at GregLeBlancToyota.com or at the store. Great offers like the sporty 21 Toyota Camry or the Corolla with class-leading gas mileage and complimentary two-year maintenance. Or the stylish and dependable 2021 RAV4 and Highlander. Stop by Greg LeBlanc Toyota and make this a summer to remember with your new Toyota. Only at your number one volume dealer in Houma. Greg LeBlanc Toyota.
Hooters Smoked Wings promo, take one.
Hooters new smoked wings are marinated overnight.
Then hickory smoked till they taste just right.
And with only half the calories, you can eat twice as many.
They're so good, you'll come to Hooters just for the food. Wait, this can't be right. Who wrote this?
Yeah, I thought people came here to hang out with us.
And to watch the game. And have a cold one.
Let's just stick to the script.
Sure.
Take two.
So come to Hooters for the smoked wings.
Just don't tell Amber. She's kind of fragile.
Hooters!
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Welcome back. We've missed you. We know it's been tough. Because rebuilding your business isn't for the faint of heart. Your business needs a jump start, and we're here to help. Introducing Surge, symmetrical speed fiber internet from Etel Business. Revved up data speeds at 30% off, plus 3 months free. We're glad you're back, and we're here to make your business surge. Etel Business. Offer valid on 3-year contract for 2 or more business services.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosting Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Terry, give me a quick sec, man, and I'll come to you in a minute. As I'm super happy and proud to announce DraftKings is here. Jordan, are you ready? Have you downloaded the app, sir? Breaking news, DraftKings is live now in Louisiana. Daily fantasy sports. Are you good at your fantasy sports? You're better than me.
Well, that's only because I pay attention.
Okay, well, DraftKings might help you. They finished dotting their I's, crossing their T's, so you can actually begin playing right now. I downloaded the app myself actually yesterday, get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit, $5, Jordan. You got that in your wallet or more, and you can get a free shot of winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings, it's super easy. Add excitement every night to everything you do, and it's simple to do, right? Draft your lineup, and then you can feel the sweat like never before, sir. Every moment means more with DraftKings with their lineup on the line. It's simple. Each player, you have a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, and then sit back and watch your points pile up. And also, you know what's going on every night over there across the world. You can compete for the goal with DraftKings this week. The athletes, as you know, they've made their way to Tokyo to fight for their spot on the podium. Head to the app now for your free shot at thousands in prizes. So download the top-rated DraftKings app now. Use a code. It's LaRose when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new players can have a free shot of winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. It's never been a better time to get in on all the action with DraftKings. And of course, as I mentioned, a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Don't forget to use that code LaRose only on the DraftKings app. So super excited about that, Jordan. So go ahead and download that. Just make sure you do that during the commercial break. Got that?
Oh, yeah. Keyword LaRose.
LaRose. Simple enough. Terry, Thank you for calling, sir, from the Best Bank. What you got, man?
I'm I know you're in the tank right now. Being that Pelicans draft is just Thursday.
Sure.
On your opinion about David Griffin, I know I went hard in the paint on Stan Van Gundy. Didn't think he could hire. Now it's time for me to question David Griffin and the decision or indecision that he tends to make. How are you going to sit up here and tell us how what a great fit Stephen Adams was, and then have him on the trade and give him an extension when you didn't have to do it, and now all of a sudden I'm hearing rumors that David, Stephen Adams is like he's crazy. How are you going to bring in Bledsoe and try to sell the fans on the that, on the fact that what a great fit he was that we were through when everybody knew anything about basketball knew that you giving up two holidays for Eric Bledsoe. I do understand that he did do a solid by getting rid of him, but you selling that to the fan base as though Eric Bledsoe was somebody who could step right into college, which I never felt like that was the case, but nevertheless, you did that. You selling us now, we have 10 pick in the draft, now you're trying to sell us on the fact that you're going to bring Kyle Lowry? Man, look, at some point in time, we cannot continue to play whack-a-mole with these picks and players and bring it in.
Right.
At some point in time, he has to make a decision on the direction of this team and who are our core players. Right? You cannot continue to, what are we doing here for real? Like, what are we doing? Now, we can say that Lonzo Ball wasn't a fan of Lonzo Ball, but when you watch Dave Care get better, then all of a sudden you selling the fans on the fact that, well, Ball never said he wanted to lose. No, Ball never said he wanted to stay. You understand what I'm saying? It's not like you, Ball, you made a decision on the fact that, well, I can't wait. No, bro, you selling the fan base on at some point in time, bro. David Griffin has to be held accountable for his decisions or indecisions that he's making with this team. I don't, personally speaking, I was a fan when he was hired. I'm not going to lie. I thought he was the guy. But now I'm starting to look at his resume. And I'm starting to understand that he was the guy who brought in this big, the number one overall pick from Cleveland, who was a bust. And, you know, Anthony Bennett, I'm starting to question all of his decisions that he's made prior to LeBron James get back there and win the championship. I'm starting to question a lot of decisions that he's made by bringing in this coach that had to bring, in turn, bring Ty Lue in. I'm starting to question a lot of things from his past that is coming up to the forefront right now. David Griffin, or hello, somebody. I am a fan of basketball. I am not. So I'm not no casual. I'm not no casual. So I watch, love, and know. I guess I know, like, X's and O's. I'm not that dude. But I do watch basketball more than I probably watch football, to be honest, at this point. That being said, at some point in time, David Griffin, I'm talking to you cannot play whack-a-mole with every fan in New Orleans and expect us to buy all these wood niggas that you're selling.
No, man, look, Terry, I hear you. And I don't think you're off on a lot of sentiments on that and feelings to how people sort of feel about how last year went. It was a disaster. I don't know how else to ever look at that. I think it's hard-pressed to anybody try to sell you differently. He actually, you know, somewhat came out and said that afterwards. It didn't work. The players that you thought you were bringing in to help didn't. How you constructed that roster didn't pan out. Now you got to fix it. Now, whether you admit it or like it or want it or not, there's perhaps a bit of an accelerated timeline. And with that, you have decision making to do. And Terry, the decision making is going to be interesting because I still think to an extent you have to be smart about your decisions and understand where you are and what you want to do. Everybody every year wants to win the title. Everybody every year thinks they're going to win the title, wants to do everything to do. I understand it. I get it. My thing is, and you brought it up too with the Kyle Lowry thing, I might be one of the few people in the city. I'm not on board like a lot of people are of all in, steam ahead, choo-chooing, whatever it is you got to go get. My man's 35. You know, there's reports he wants 25 for 2 years. That's 50 mil, maybe actually more. You're going to have to pay more because winning teams like the Lakers and Clippers and others are interested in him. There's reports that he prefers to go there. The only way you're going to be able to sway him is with more money. One of the problems I think we have here in the city and with this franchise is culture, identity, which you're trying to do. That's why you're trying to bring in a guy like Willie Green. But, you know, does Willie want to be here? Does Kyle Lowry want to be here? And if he only wants to be here because you paid him 5 to 6 more a year, is that exactly what you want? And is that really the reason? I'm okay with that if you're the Suns and everybody, where you're a veteran point guard away. My thing is this. I need to look at it. And I was thinking about this morning, speaking with somebody about it, Terry. You need to be realistic as to what your expectations are and such, right? I think and believe, yes, they can be a playoff team. I think the goal should and hopefully try to be, if you win, like you said last year, 7, Jordan, of those 14 games, you're a 7 seed. All right, so let's shoot for that. I don't think you're going to be the Suns next year. I don't think you're the Hawks next year where you're, you know, in the conference finals or something. I just don't. Maybe I'm wrong. But if you're going to, Terry, you hear me out? I think you're going to agree with me on this. If you're going to, you should be led primarily by your two foundational pieces of Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram. So my point is this. You should be a playoff team, not based on everybody else you're going to try to get this year. Your two key pieces, your max player and Brandon Ingram, and your franchise player had better lead your way. Giannis and Middleton turned things around for Milwaukee, right? I mean, Devin Booker and Aiden, and then they went and sprinkled in Drew Holiday in Milwaukee, Chris Paul and others, and Crowder. If the Pels are going to make a move, if the Pels are going to be a playoff team, Zion Williamson and Brandon Ingram need to lead the way. And that's my feeling on it. I'd rather spend that $50 million over the next 2 years rather than do it on Kyle Lowry. Maybe somebody else that is a veteran. Some, maybe I trust my draft picks in Kyra. Maybe I move up and go, you know, Suggs or something. To me, going and do that, and especially with the reports of trying to change the, well, isn't that what the franchise player is supposed to do? The franchise player and your max player should be instilling the culture. Not, you know, if I'm still at the point where I need to go get that from an outside source, well, then those two are my foundational pieces. So I don't know. I hear why it's such a, let's go get him. He's awesome. He's a 35. He's a champion. I hear you. 50 million. Minimum. And I don't know if that makes sense to me.
I tell you what, bro. Me and you agree for the first time.
I love it. Terry, I got 3 minutes left in the segment, sir. I got to get to something. Scott Kushner's up next, though. And then we'll touch a little bit more about this as well, man. I'll continue to bring this up. But, Jordan, we've got 3 minutes, so let's rapidly.
Time now for The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. The Lead. Here's what's topping our headlines on the Sports Hangover.
All right. I don't think it's the first, or the last, rather, but it was the first signing. Brian Poole, cornerback, Jordan, signed over the weekend by your New Orleans Saints. Obviously, look, there's a belief that Marshawn Lattimore likely will probably miss the start of the season. Maybe, right? I mean, at the very least, but you got to plan for it. You don't have a veteran at the opposite end just yet that maybe you're comfy with. There are some depth positions that we'll go into tomorrow at Maddie at that position to kind of get you ready for camp. But what can you tell us a little bit about Brian Poole?
Yeah, so last year he had 2 interceptions. He played in 9 games. Throughout his entire career, he's had 7 interceptions and brought those back for 56 yards. Played with the Jets the past two seasons, and then the previous three before that, he was with the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay. Michael Thomas, right? However you want to look at it, whatever you want to start the clock. Bottom line, he's not coming back at least till after, right? At the very best, the bye week. The bye week, folks, that's in October. Bye week of the weekend of the 16th and 17th. At best, you're looking Seattle October 25th. So, got to get a receiver for Packers, Panthers, Patriots, Giants, and the Washington football team. Do you think, or are you good with that? Saints, though, know they need a little veteran presence and help. They are working out veteran receivers. The reports are at least one of those. You don't have every receiver they're working out, but one of the veterans is who?
Chris Hogan, and he's also from New York, played with the Jets. He had 14 receptions last year for 118 yards, didn't have any touchdowns, but in previous years he did have numbers like 3 touchdowns in a season, 5 touchdowns a season, 4 touchdowns a season. Okay. So it doesn't put up monster numbers, but right. I guess...
just looking for some sort of veteran presence.
Just to fill a gap.
Exactly.
Well, Michael Thomas
and also think about it like this, right? Look, you still have training camp. You have a month and you have 3 preseason games to get to. I'm not even playing the sounder, but as we go to break, buddy, it's very simple. If you suffer any more injuries at that position, you know, I need some training camp bodies. So whether it's training camp bodies, whether it's starters, what have you, that is a position group that is a massive focus right now. Because if you suffer regular, normal injuries at that position group, it is unbelievably thin. Scott Kushner, The Advocate, next on ESPN New Orleans.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodaux, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
Who doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit card purchases. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily instant karma purchase reimbursements on items up to $5,000. Just go to creditkarma.com/winmoney to sign up for free and start winning instant karma. That's creditkarma.com/winmoney. Instant Karma is sponsored by Credit Karma. Banking services provided by MVB Bank Incorporated. Member FDIC. Maximum balance and transfer limits apply.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Something for you. Ready? You good with this? Scott Kushner, the On Deck Circle, getting ready to buzz you in on the horn at the sound, I promise. You know Chad Ochocinco, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chad Johnson?
Yeah.
Chad Johnson says he may be available for your New Orleans
wow.
Saints. Scott Kushner, thank you for joining us this afternoon, sir. But yes, Chad Ochocinco saying that he's in better shape than 90% of the guys out there, that all he doesn't even need a contract. All he wants is a company car and a place to stay. Can Ochocinco stay at the Kushner residence to help the New Orleans Saints until Michael Thomas get back?
I got a really nice pullout couch. It's very sweet. My in-laws stay there sometimes. Mm-hmm. I think he would really enjoy it. I'm not that far from the facility. I think mm-hmm. he got We're very close to McDonald's also. A lot of stuff going on. I really enjoy it.
Scott, I think we could make this work, man. I'm being serious. it's a fun week, and I don't mean that in a good way sometimes. I just had a, you know, 9-minute phone call, man. Let's just start here, Scott. It's draft week. Tomorrow we'll officially hear from Willie Green. Describe up to this point, man. I call it a disaster of a season to an extent because what you thought you were going to do didn't. You have the timeline article that comes out from The Athletic. Fans are not buying right now what people are selling over there, in particular one gentleman. What? How should fans feel right now?
I think tense is probably the right word, right? Like, I don't know, a little deja vu. It just feels very familiar of like going through this like off season with so much on the line but there's really nothing to back it up. Like there's no reason that it should be, that the expectation should be this high. This group has achieved nothing. And so the idea to say that like, oh yeah, they have to win, you know, 50 games or something is, it's easy to say, but it also doesn't make any sense. When you think about, you know, just what it is. So yeah, there's definitely the apprehension, tension. It's a weird time right now around this team. It's very hard to come up with a clear comparison to any other franchise that's going on. It's mostly because everything got gasoline poured on it when Zion Williamson joined. So the idea this is going to be a 4 to 5 year build into being a playoff team, the metric changed once Zion got there, and certainly when he put together the type of season he did last year, everything went completely out the window, and you have to go get better right now.
Scott D. Kushner is a way to follow Scott over on Twitter. You know, Scott, you say go get better right now. I was saying in the opening segment, and even to our caller Terry a segment ago, I get that. I do. I still think you need to be smart. We've seen things and reports from guys like Kyle Lowry, 35, maybe 20 million, 25, whatever, trading picks, trying to do this. So right now, when you say right now means 7 seed, right now means second round, because that's kind of a difference, don't you think, in terms of the players you get or no?
I know that certainly there's a difference there. I think just based on the way that psychology works, if they just make the playoffs solidly, like they're not one of the last two teams in, they're not making it on the last day of the season, you know, like if they're a solid playoff team, you know it for the last month of the year, whatever, you know, those sort of things, especially if they're continuing the tournament this year. So the 10 teams make it. It's not a very high bar. But if they make it solidly into the playoffs, I think everything calms down considerably. And that's more what it needs to be, is that they just need to show Zion that there's a step forward. What he noticed last year was there was not a step forward. I think that bothered him more than anything, is that from his rookie year to his second year, as he made the leap individually, that didn't translate into more wins. And I think that got very frustrating. So if they can just go, you know, a little bit above 500 and get into the playoffs, I think that will be a step that can at least show tangible progress. Right. But what they'd probably like to do is do a little bit more than that.
See some rapid fire rumors and reports and things we've seen in the last couple of days as we get closer to the NBA draft on Thursday. To start with Lonzo, we've seen a lot of different things over the last couple of weeks. What do you think eventually happens with Lonzo Ball? Is he a Pelican? Is he a sign-and-trade candidate? Or is he one of those, we're just going to read a report, he signs with another team and the Pels get nothing?
It just seems like there's such little smoke, and David Griffin not said much about him in the way, even at the trade deadline last year, if you recall, he like kind of mentioned, like, we're not just going to give him away for a ham sandwich, I think was the words that came out of his mouth. It was like, it wasn't exactly glowing, like, we need Lonzo, he's a huge important part of this future. Like, I think everyone sees the writing on the wall that he's probably not coming back. Now, if he gets really low offers and they can match it and they don't have another option at guard, those sorts of things, then I could see it, him staying, but I would put it at a pretty low percentage that he comes back.
Your favorite Pelican and mine, Eric Bledsoe, at least every fan, tweets a lot about Eric Bledsoe. Saw some reports over the weekend, possibly being, with Memphis in the 10th round pick and things like that. I mean, I just felt a 17th pick, sorry. I fell out my seat. I was like, if that deal happens, you don't hang up the phone. Is Eric Bledsoe a Pelican?
I would be very surprised if he comes back. I think there's just too much has transpired. You know, I think he was just so bad last year. And I think he could actually still has a skill level and still could be helpful piece on some teams. But I don't think you can bring him back into that locker room and expect that it's all going to be fine. Like, that's just not, it's not a good idea. And if they have any way to get off of him, not to mention they probably need that cap room in order to make any sort of, you know, move to improve the team. They need that space that he is gobbling up right now. So you'll probably have to get rid of an asset or, you know, at least, you know, drop down a draft position, whatever it might be, to get off of him. Right. But at the same time, I think it's probably necessary.
Scott, I'm itching. I constantly keep refreshing, using TweetDeck, you name it, to try to find a video of Zion working out. Haven't seen that yet, but I've seen Steven Adams working out with a couple of players, shooting threes, Evan Mobley, a draft pick as well. Is Steven Adams a Pelican?
I think he'll be there. I think they kind of consider him more of a cultural fit for where they want. And he had a bad year, and certainly he, you know, didn't seem to fit great next to Zion. But there was a reason they extended him last year when they traded for him. Griff talked a lot about, like, his, you know, how he works from a cultural perspective and you know, kind of, you know, ideals he brings to the court. And those kinds of things are important to Griff. So I wouldn't be shocked if he does come back. I think, you know, it's probably a little over 50%, but there's certainly nothing set in stone. And don't get fooled by workout videos. We've learned nothing.
No, they'll tell me that.
Never, ever get fooled by workout videos.
No, like the Lonzo Ball shooting threes here, shooting threes everywhere, Lonzo Ball video. Shouldn't be fooled by that.
Yeah, oh my God. I don't know how many times we can all get fooled. But, you know, Alexis Ajinsa just draining half-court shots for, you know, 10 minutes straight.
Okay. You said win now. Not you, but you think it's important for this team. If you're going to make some trades, move up in the draft, you said maybe lose an asset or two. It may mean one of the younger players, right? Jackson Hayes, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, Kyra Lewis are some of the names that, you know, I would say are young pieces that excite fans and you've seen promise from. Of those three in particular, how would you rank from least to you know, the best in terms of, like, you don't want to give away, you know, like, who's the most untouchable of those three to you? Or are they all available if it brings you the right player?
It's really hard to say. I mean, I think for the right player, like, if you're talking, you know, someone who's very established in the league and, you know, talking in the Beal category or whatever it might be, like, right. Yeah, that's a totally different thing that any of those guys would be available for that. As far as, like, likely to get moved, I don't think any of them are quite that likely to get moved. I don't think any of them have really a whole lot of value on the open market. I mm-hmm. think the Pelicans like them more than just about any other team likes them, particularly Hayes. And Lewis, I don't think didn't show much, so I don't think there's a lot of teams that are itching to get on Kyra Lewis. You know, they all, you know, 12 teams passed him in the draft last year, and then he didn't do a whole lot. So mm-hmm. I don't think he's a huge prospect by any means. And then I think Nikhil, they actually have some pretty high expectations for him going forward. So between those three guys, I don't see any of them getting moved for various reasons. I suppose the one with the most value would probably be Alexander Walker, only because he's played more than the other ones. He's shown the ability to take over a game offensively when he's had, you know, the opportunity to do so. But I don't see that any of them really fetching a lot unless they really need to make salaries work or in order to make kind of a deal come together just, you know, by the means of deal making and the way the sausage gets made in the NBA.
Tomorrow we're going to hear from Willie Green. Friday I did this and I probably will do it again. I was asking listeners and Pels fans one piece of advice to give you. Mine was simple. I'm going to tell Willie tomorrow on the air, don't use the phrase "for whatever reason." For Monty Williams to Alvin Gentry to even Van Gundy last year, used "for whatever reason." Normally that is said after a disastrous game where inexplicably, lack of effort, bad defense, poor something. I don't want to hear "for whatever reason." That's my one piece of advice for Willie Green. What would you give to Willie Green in terms of advice?
Get Lee Anderson to be your friend by any means necessary. If he can get Zion's stepdad to like him and be his friend, I think it'll go a long, long, long way toward his happiness. of being here, because Zion is the the bedrock, and Zion is going to make everything kind of move with this franchise. And if they can get Lee fully on board and get Zion's family completely aligned with the way the franchise is thinking, I think it will go a very long way to calming all of the reports and calming all the unhappiness. Now, winning is going to be the most important thing, but at least getting someone who is on the same page with Zion's group, I think, would also help significantly, because there's very clearly some tension between the front office and that group. So I think that, you know, you need to get it from the coaching side. And that did not happen last year.
Okay. Finally, 30 seconds here. Do we see movement on Thursday, or the Pels pick at 10 and make four selections in the second round?
I think they'll move. I think they're going to do something. There's just not that many opportunities for them to improve unless they do something on draft night. So it's hard for me to think they're going to sit there at 10, take a 20-year-old prospect, and then just roll into the season with, you know, four guys under the age of, 22? Five guys, if you include Zion. It's just like, it just seems hard to fathom that's going to be a third of their roster. And they're, while at the same time, you know, competing for, you know, this pretty high level, you know, in the league, trying to make a playoffs and all that stuff, I just think they're going to have to do something rather than just sit there and pick.
Scott D. Kushner, the way to follow, Pelicans and NBA columnist for the Pick, you and the Advocate. Scott, thank you for your time this afternoon, man. See you tomorrow.
See you, Gustavo. Later.
Yep. See you soon. Quick break where we come back. We'll talk with Trey Morgan. He's got a 3-day baseball clinic coming up. We'll hear from him next on ESPN New Orleans. I can't put up with it anymore. No. Breaking news. DraftKings is live in Louisiana with daily fantasy sports. DraftKings has finished dotting their I's and crossing their T's, meaning you can begin playing right now. Get a free entry into DraftKings daily fantasy contest with your first deposit of $5 or more and get a free shot at winning thousands of dollars. Making a lineup on DraftKings adds excitement to every night, and it's simple to do. Draft your lineup and feel the sweat like never before. Every moment means more with a DraftKings lineup on the line. It's simple. Every player has a salary associated with drafting them. Assemble a lineup of players while staying under the salary cap, then sit back and watch your points pile up. Download the top-rated DraftKings app and use code LAROSE when you sign up. For a limited time, all new players can have a free shot at winning thousands of dollars with their first deposit. That's code LAROSE, only on the DraftKings app. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Every pro on your team wants to work with a Husqvarna, and who can blame them? Husqvarna products are powerful, ergonomic, and packed with innovation. Now we're making it easier than ever to put Husqvarna in their hands with our cost-saving fleet program, where commercial customers can save up to 20% on new equipment purchases. If you want more Husqvarna in their hands and more money in your pocket, get all your new equipment through the Husqvarna fleet program. Visit Southern Trailer Works in Schriever, between Home and Thibodeau, or online at southerntrailerworks.com.
Easy, convenient, affordable. Lady of the Sea Family Medical Clinic in Cutoff, located directly in front of the hospital off of Highway 1 in Galliano, sees patients from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. weekdays and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on weekends. Same day appointments are available on weekdays, with no appointment necessary, beginning at 5 p.m. and anytime on weekends. The added convenience of a pharmacy at the same location makes it the best choice for patients in South Lafourche. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. No other two ways to be involved in the show here. Let's welcome LSU's Mr. Trey Morgan. Sir, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Man, appreciate the time this afternoon at Trey_Morgan10, the way to follow over on Twitter. Super excited, man. You got a little camp coming up next week to try to help some kids get a little bit better in baseball. Had an incredible freshman year, man. Talk to your dad during the season before you guys taking on Tennessee. What was that freshman year like for you?
Definitely it was exciting, definitely nerve-wracking. But once you got used to the daily grind, coming in every day, having to prove yourself every day, It got really fun.
You mentioned the daily grind here. It's kind of one of those things where to be, I guess it's sort of the position, not only you, but to play at LSU and the SEC and you see the competition level there, you got to start soon, man. Is that one of the reasons you wanted to get involved with camps like this at an early age?
Oh, definitely. I mean, getting your name out there, showing people what you can do, and definitely honing your skills to be able to play at places like LSU is definitely a big.
Got a couple of age groups here as well, youth group 6 to 11, and then an advanced group from 12 to 15. When you look at those different age groups as well, though, do you think there's some specific things that you can target with kids of those ages?
Definitely. I mean, it's kind of going to be the same thing for both age groups. We're going to attack defense, even if you come in as a first baseman. From a young age, I was taught to, as more of a middle infielder, being able to work the glove like a shortstop. So we're going to attack that, move into different groups. In the second hour, we're going to attack hitting. We're going to be working on the tee and showing that being able to place the ball where you want off the tee is definitely huge.
Stick with LSU's Trey Morgan, a three-day clinic next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday over at Big Easy Sportsplex. You can register over there at BigEasySportsplex.com. You know, obviously I've heard the story from Derek, man, of you, your dad walking in and getting started over there as well. How crazy is this to sort of now go back and start clinics and kind of teach some of the things that you did when you got there?
I mean, it's awesome being able to give back, especially to a place that really made me or helped make me the player that I am with the facilities they had, the coaches they have over there. It was amazing.
Obviously, the further you go along, high school, collegiate, you have different levels of coaching, different advice or things of that nature from different coaches and players that you come across. Do you still find, though, using, I don't know, old techniques or tried and true just foundational techniques that you maybe learned when you were 5, 6, 7, 8 and maybe at Big Easy or just Little League ball?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it's big, especially when you're going to a school like LSU and playing on that stage, to have something that helps you feel comfortable and get you ready to play every day. Something you've been doing since you were 9 years old. Like, I have the same routine I've been doing since I was 9 years old off the tee, which I'm going to help show them, which really gets me locked in and ready to play every day.
That's awesome. So what is that routine? Do you like take steps? Do you kind of swing with one arm, then kind of go through the motion? What are some of the steps that you do?
I start off by swinging at no more than 50% and just hitting the ball all over the cage where I want to, because that ball is not moving, so you should be able to place it where you want to all over the cage. And it really helps when the pitcher starts pitching, you slow it down and you just spray it wherever you want to all over the field.
Speak with LSU first baseman Trey Morgan. He's going to have a three-day clinic over at Big Easy Sportsplex next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Trey, having gone through that first season, and, you know, we're just talking about different things that can sort of help refine your game. Is part of not only clinics like this, but also trying to find out what your game is to then be able to adapt and then improve on?
Definitely. I mean, camps like this, yeah, I'm helping them, but it's also helping me, you know, remember where I came from, remember what I did to get myself to this point, and giving them that information definitely helps me bring it back to school. Maybe some things I forgot that really made me the player I am, I could bring it back.
Now, bring that up, Trey, because you're kind of in the same situation as some of these kids you're going to see next week in this aspect of it, huh? You go through a year, you see what the SEC level of competition is, the pitching that, say, Vandy and some of these other schools have. And then now you have to do this in the offseason like they are, right? Try to refine your game. So taking that first year, what did you find are things maybe you need to improve on in order to be at that level that you saw last year?
Definitely it's getting my body in better shape. You know, as the season went on, I could feel my body not shutting down, but definitely getting tired. It took more for me to get ready to play. And that's usually when the slumps happen, when you lose focus and you think the season's taking too long. So really, I just, since I've been back, I've been trying to get my body ready to take on the season at 100% every game.
You know, I always say this, Trey, that failure is a good way to succeed if you understand and learn from it, right? In baseball, what, a 300 hitter means the one swing successful, the other two at-bats aren't, right? So that's kind of the thing in baseball. Why did you find teams attack you last year in ways that maybe you'll be ready for this year that maybe you hadn't seen before?
I mean, definitely coming in, I wasn't accustomed to seeing as many fastballs. But with Dylan Cruz behind me, I mean, I had to get used to, they're going to come at me. They're not going to pitch around me because they definitely don't want to pitch to him. And it was important for me to get on base so he could hit me around.
You mentioned him, you yourself coming back here as well, and now a new head baseball coach in Jay Johnson. I kind of get the sense and feeling and talking to a lot of different people. He's somebody that stands out when you speak with him. What's been your impression of meeting your new coach?
I mean, he definitely talks fired up. Like, he's so ready to get to work, especially on the offensive aspect. I got to sit down and talk with him a couple weeks ago, and we attacked individual things on my swing, and I love that. I mean, I just love his offensive approach and how he talks about the game.
Is that something that's impressive in terms of he's known, you know, obviously for hitting and where he's been? Their hitters have been pretty good and they attack it. And is that something that maybe as a player you want to see when you sit down with the coach, especially the first time he has maybe a checklist, a napkin, or a sticky note of things that he's picked up and just maybe looking at you on video?
I mean, definitely. It was big when I sat in there and we watched about 50 of my swings, and he knew exactly what he wanted to talk about. He wanted to talk about me getting my foot down earlier to unlock some more power that I didn't know I had, which I'm definitely going to help show these kids at the camp, because getting the foot down early definitely helps you recognize the ball in the air and not drift to it.
See, Trey, you knew exactly where I was going next. That's what I was going to say. This is why camps like this are beneficial, because they're learning, but you're still learning here as well, man. Tell us about it again. Something you're looking forward to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at Big Easy Sportsplex. I guess the number one thing that people should know when they get there is what, sir?
Come ready to play. I mean, we're going to attack it like it's a workout, like I've been working out for years.
Is this something that's interesting to you, too, the name, image, and likeness that's being available now to college athletes and maybe be able to take advantage of things either like this or other things in the future for you?
Oh, definitely. When we first heard about it as a team, it was during the season. We were all joking about it because we didn't think it was actually, like, possible. Especially the older guys, they were like, yeah, they've been talking about this for years.
Right.
But it hasn't happened. So for it to finally happen, especially when I'm in college, it's big.
Is there like a little joke bet or anything amongst you guys as to who's going to enjoy that the most?
No, we actually haven't talked about that too much, but there's some big names we know.
And Trey, the only reason I bring that up is I heard Nick Saban talk about it in SEC Media Days. It's something I've brought up too. I always wonder about the locker room dynamics. I think if you have a good locker room, a close locker room, it wouldn't be an issue, but you know, I just wonder sometimes, you know, if a player says has a few more sponsorships than others, or is everyone sort of rooting for one another? I get the sense that at least in y'all's locker room, it's more of the latter, right? That everyone is just happy for whoever gets what?
Definitely. I mean, we make jokes about it, but we're definitely rooting for them. I mean, we love to see our teammates succeed.
Trey, appreciate the time this afternoon, man. Next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You got a couple of groups, 6 to 11s, 12 to 15s. If you're interested, BigEasySportsPlex.com is the way to go do so. As you heard Trey saying, and learn literally things that he's even being talked about just in the last couple of weeks with new head coach Jay Johnson. Thank you for your time this afternoon, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, appreciate it. At Trey_Morgan10, the way to follow him over on Twitter as well. Jordan Hour, one's in the books when we come back. Would you like to open up some top stories, sir? Would you like to hit on a couple of things?
Yes, we can do that.
Awesome. Hey, by the way, do you know Saints training camps this week? Huh? You know what? Where's your excitement level? Sports Hangover Hour 2 next on ESPN New Orleans. Every time we're together, the love is moving like lightning.
doesn't want instant gratification? If you're looking for satisfaction, there's no need to wait. With Credit Karma Money, you could win cash reimbursements for debit card purchases. Credit Karma Money is a brand new checking account where you can win daily instant karma.